Yeah, nothing says Friday like a little bit of In Excess first thing in the morning, PJ.
That is one of the greatest albums ever made. That Kick album is just fantastic.
I remember I was working in a shop off Grafton Street when that was released, and I think it was back in the days of cassette tapes.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And so it just played and played and played till it was nearly worn out.
Did it ruin it on you, or do you still like it?
No, absolutely love it. That's what I'm saying. That's how good it is, yeah. So many great songs on that album. Kick, wasn't it? In Excess, new sensation to start us off. Happy Friday to you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's
a celebration.
It is a celebration.
It's Halloween weekend.
6:09 on this Friday. Good to have you with us. 087-188-0008. By the way, can I just point out, right, that the Lily White is a blooming, he's a lightweight.
Why? What's going on?
He's off for the week next week, and he's not going to get up early to listen to the show.
What a tosser.
What, isn't it? I mean,
Lily White, come on.
I tell you,
better than that.
If that was Margaret in Fermoy, or, you know what I mean, Anya, they'd get up even if they were off.
Lily White, we've nothing but respect for you, but would you get into your Kildare shorts and do a Paul Mescal and keep moving?
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008, thanks for all of the Happy Friday stuff. Should be a cracking day today, obviously heading into the old Halloween weekend. We have a few Halloween treats up our sleeves.
Very
Doctor
nice.
Of Horror and everything on the show.
Yeah, Sarah Cleary, Doctor of Horror. I'm so jealous that's not the path I took. Although she probably has to do an awful lot of work with that. You know, like, if you want to kill something you love, get paid for it. That's what they say.
Do they?
That's what they say,
It's not a saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So basically, is that your way? Are you sure that's not somebody who just, one of our bosses, invented that as a reason not to pay us?
Do you
know what'll happen?
Now that I think of it.
If you say you love radio, but if I start paying you for us, you won't love it anymore.
Andy Bad News, he says, do you like it here? Because I know how to ruin it. And I says, do you want the money or do you want to ruin the crack? I says, do you know something?
You're right.
Leave me where I am, I says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be all right.
Yeah. Sure, who needs food and shelter anyway?
Yeah. He was there. I know it's fun coming in every day and upsetting Jim. I know it is. I know you enjoy that. I know you like seeing Jim getting disappointed. And I know you like seeing that colour drain out of his face when you turn up every single day at about 10 to 6 in the morning. I know that.
You're very good at not taking sick days, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You really should. You're going to wear yourself. You should take time off, BJ.
I couldn't do it to you, Jim.
Seriously, take the time off. The Lass, and there she goes. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're about to take on the birthdays. Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008. We'll try and get through a few of your WhatsApps before the hour is out. But right now, it's birthday time. It's a bit of an unusual mix.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to say to you, PJ. It's
kind
There's a couple of heavy hitters in there, and there's a couple of curveballs. But
I'll take it.
Specially designed curveballs for you.
That's not so bad then. Yeah, okay, right. Well, then we'll go with this.
Let's start with this man. And what's more, the good thing about starting with this, the biggest name on the list, but also a significant birthday, so we'll get one in the bag early doors.
Okay.
It is the birthday of the legendary. For some people, genuinely, I mean, there is an argument for it, maybe the greatest footballer of them all.
Right.
Diego Maradona.
Oh, maybe. Absolutely.
I mean, I know you're a big Ronaldo fan. Cristiano Ronaldo fan.
Yeah.
And,
I'd be
you
more
know,
Ronaldo than Messi, you know what I mean? I know.
If it was Ronaldo v. Maradona.
Maradona all the time.
Would it be?
That's a decision of the heart. That's just because it goes back to watching those, you know, World Cups live and watching the world unfold before you and watching England being disappointed. Oh, it was fantastic. They'll never have anything like that again.
And extraordinary to have that goal on his repertoire and it not even be spoken about. Not the hand of God, the one that followed it.
The one where he runs in three-quarter length of the pitch and beats 10
and
men.
It's almost forgotten about because it was in the hand of God game.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. What a mad character.
Yeah.
If you're watching Netflix, if you haven't seen, there's a show on Netflix. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah.
And it's all about Maradona managing a team in Mexico, some like low-level team in Mexico.
Well, sort of, yeah, second division sort of team, isn't it? Because they get...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't say it because it'll be a spoiler.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But it just shows the absolute madness of the man to this day.
Yeah.
Like, he's off his trolley. Like, he's completely mental, but what a gift he was. Like, what a gift.
And that, when you see any of the kind of documentary stuff, his time at Napoli was extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yeah.
Like, I mean, the man is now, he could, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know what the highest office in Napoli is, but he could have it if he wanted.
He could do a Berlusconi and walk in and just be mayor tomorrow. No problem. No problem.
Exactly.
Run the whole southern region.
Mad as a box of frogs, though.
What? And you said it's a significant birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 60.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
60.
Happy birthday, Diego.
For the legendary Diego Maradona. Right now, here's where we start going back to a bit of your childhood, right?
Yeah.
Because it's only the birthday of the Fonz.
It is not.
Henry Winkler is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, the Fonz.
The Fonz is having a birthday.
Yeah, he sent me all the wrong messages as a young fella.
Yeah.
All the wrong young messages.
Yeah.
I remember
it was good to be bad.
Oh, not even that. That's the one I kept. It was the other stuff when you realise that when you grow older. He wasn't a teenager. He was a grown man in a leather jacket.
He was so much older than the rest of the cast.
And he was hitting on all the teenage young ones, weren't he? Hey, imagine that.
I don't care what anybody says. No, every young boy wanted to be the Fonz.
I know.
Wanted to be the coolest one of all your mates.
I know. And that's wrong now. When you think of it, imagine, like, I'm in the same age as him now. I just got a white t-shirt and a leather jacket and start walking around teenage discos.
Yay. It was a different time.
Yeah, I know. It was a very...
What was that? That was meant to be set in, like, what, the 50s or something?
1950s America. Yeah, it was Americana stuff. Although he was supposed to be a bit older. Not as old as young as he was. But he was supposed to be a bit older. The coolest man in the world was...
But, I mean, it's that. It's the whole embodiment of that. So it's like the Grease thing with the T-birds and all that. You know what I mean? It's all of that stuff.
I always thought...
Man,
like,
when I was a kid, we thought he was just the coolest thing.
Coolest ever. And you always thought when you were a kid watching American shows... Americans, like, when they hit teenage years, they look so old. It's amazing. Like, they look like full grown. And then you realise they were all in their 20s or something.
Yeah.
In Greece and all. Like, they weren't even nearly teenagers.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler, though, Mr. Fonzo, really, I'm going to say he's, like, 76.
Oh, my God, not bad. 75.
He's a really old
Fonzo. Oh, my God, you were so close to having a set up.
Oh, I know.
We're drifting towards the sort of curveballs at the moment. Not quite yet. Because it's the birthday of Ivanka Trump. Now, that's the daughter.
The daughter, yeah. There's a video going around of her getting booed coming out of a shoe shop yesterday.
A shoe shop yesterday. Obviously, they didn't approve of her choice of shoes.
No.
She didn't go for platforms or something.
I don't know. You couldn't see into the bag. But there was a man there in particular wearing a blue jumper and he was very upset.
Yes.
Very upset, yeah.
Wear runners.
Yeah, boo. You're tall enough already. Come on to yourself.
Oh, man. That's got to be... You can only imagine what it must be like having a birthday when you're in that sort of ridiculous super rich neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume, like, nothing means anything. Somebody could rock up with $100,000 watch or something and say, oh, that's lovely.
You don't
just
care.
Just put it with those ones.
And you're just counting. Oh, so I see Rosalita turned up this year. She must be after something. You know, be all that. Like,
yeah.
Be just the politics of it rather than the enjoyment of...
It must be the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, what did she give me this year? Oh, marvellous.
Yeah.
Put it on the pile
that
with the
so
others.
That is so 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, put it on the pile with the rest and then have her... dogs put down or something. I don't know what those people be carrying on. I don't understand them.
Right, any idea how old Ivanka is?
I don't really. I mean, she's young enough.
I can't really place her, to be honest with you. I can't even place an image of her in my head. I can only see the current missus.
Yeah.
You know.
And yeah, she's nothing like her. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
honest with you, maybe the current missus is of a similar age.
Melania. I don't know what age Melania is either.
I'm not sure Melania knows what age Melania is.
When you see Donald Trump on his youngest son, I don't know what his name is, Prescott or something like that. I don't know what his name is. And you're like, how are you still? Do you ever behave yourself? Ivanka Trump, I say, is about 32.
Not bad, 39.
Ah,
39.
Okay.
Right, now this is where we go curveball, but it's proper nostalgia curveball for you, right? If I said to you it was the birthday of one Stephen Dennis.
Stephen Dennis.
Would that ring any bells?
No, not really.
No, it wouldn't. But if I said to you it was the birthday of Paul Robinson from Neighbours.
Oh, my God.
You, the biggest Neighbours fan of them. Oh, no, you were Home and Away.
I was Home and Away.
Oh, you were Home and Away.
I was Home and Away. I was the other side of the bay altogether, yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's right, but I think I remember Paul.
Yeah. Well, was he in it from day one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is he still in it?
Could be.
I think he might still be in it. If
Could
Paul
be.
Robinson is the fellow I'm thinking
then
of.
Remember he meant...
The real official office-y type fellow with the dark hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
and
he's
remember
still
he tried to have a hit song, though.
Yeah, I know. They all
tried
did that
to go into the popular charts.
They all did that, Neighbours, though. Turning up in Neighbours without a hit song was like turning up in Arsenal without a sports car. Like, if you didn't have one, you were in the halfpenny place. You were
but his was particularly bad. He thought he was like a... I think he went a bit sort of Hoff, didn't he? He thought he was kind of like...
He has that buzz about him.
Yeah.
He's a fella that wears lovely suits but ruins them with huge short cuffs sticking out the end of them. You know... He's that, you know, he had that sort of buzz going on.
Yeah.
He had, like, big long collars.
He thought he was kind of edgy. You're not edgy.
But when you think you're edgy, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real edgy people don't know it.
Yeah, and they don't even try to be.
They're walking around parties going, "It's so nice to be here. I'd like to go and do a poo now." I think, oh, gee, they don't know they're being edgy. It's when you're tryhards, you know, tryhards are mad.
Right, go back to your neighbour's, kind of happy place and tell us.
I'd say he's about 64.
Oh, not bad at all. 62.
Oh, okay.
I knew you'd be in the right sort of ballpark.
The right region.
And then the last one then as well is going back to, I'm assuming you would have seen this as a kid, watching football, Football Focus.
Yeah.
Do you remember Football Focus?
I do remember Football
and
Focus.
And Bob Wilson.
Oh, Bob Wilson. Oh, he must be a fair age now, is he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bob Wilson, who used to play for Arsenal, he had that sort of blondy, curly type of hair.
Yeah.
Sitting there doing Football Focus.
And yeah, yeah.
Maybe the odd episode of Grandstand, I can't remember.
I don't know. I only ever remember Dickie Davis's moustache on Grandstand.
No, he was on World of Sport.
Jez Lynam then.
Yeah.
Is that him? Was he in Grandstand?
I can't remember.
Jeez, that's terrible, isn't it? You get them all confused.
Dickie Davis and Jez Lynam, to be fair, I mean, have they ever been seen in the same room at the same time?
Yeah, in fairness. It's like the hair receded, so he changed his name. I gotta say, he's like 82 or something.
Not bad, 79.
Ah, fart. Okay, 79. That's not so bad.
Wow.
I'll take it.
My God, you're all nostalgia'd out after that.
I am, yeah, yeah. I feel like I have to lie down and have some, I was gonna say, remembrances. What's that again? That's money thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I just leave you to think about it for a while, will I?
I'm gonna reminisce on the money I used to have. How about that?
Aha, the sun always shines on TV. It's impossible to say the name of that band anymore without having an Alan Partridge moment. Especially since you're telling me that the new podcast is so good.
Oh, it's well, yes. I finished it.
Well, hang on a second now. You literally told me yesterday you actually embarrassed yourself out walking the dogs. You had to pretend to be on the phone. You were laughing that much.
Very true, yeah.
And so what happened?
It kind of goes off a cliff in the last
hours.
Yeah, the last, say,
because
hour
I was
and
going
half.
To shell out for it. You had me convinced.
The last hour and a half, it sort of falls off a cliff a little bit. It gets, I don't know, we ran out of steam or something, but it's very good up until that point.
Right, so I should ring them up and say, can I pay for half of it?
Well, you know, yeah, you have to make your own decision on whether it's worth the credit for three quarters, because 75% of it is very good.
Right.
And then it just gets a little peculiar after that.
Yeah.
It gets just a little odd.
Does it go up its own bottom a little bit?
I think maybe they spent too long in the studio or something like that. And yeah,
bit of cabin fever set in.
Weird, yeah. But the first 75% of it is very, very good.
Yeah. The sun always shines on TV. Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing. Happy Friday to you folks. It's almost a quarter to 7. 087-188-0008. Hopefully you're in good form heading into the Halloween weekend. We've lots of good stuff today. We'll tell you about it very shortly. But first, I want to mention this, right? Check this out, PJ, right? Mad Mary and Spittle has been on because tomorrow, Halloween, was meant to be her wedding day.
No!
Yeah.
You're joking me.
Herself and Pete the Happy Man were supposed to be tying the knot tomorrow, naturally. It's postponed because they, like you, are huge Halloween fans.
So no better day, literally, than the day.
Yeah, and they had it all planned. The plans for the wedding were all going to be Halloween themed.
Of course, yeah.
There was going to be fancy dress. There was going to be all this kind of stuff going on. And she also says it's such a special Halloween, including the fact that there's a blue moon. I didn't know that. Is that a fact?
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what that is.
Wow.
I'm guessing it's a particularly large full moon.
Yeah, that's, you see the way I made that sound as though I knew what that was.
Yeah.
And just didn't know it was happening. When in actual fact, I know nothing about it.
Neither do I.
Anyway, that is such a disappointment. And the thing about it is, Mad Mary marrying Pete the Happy Man. Pete the Happy Man, right, is one of the longest listeners to this station and this show. I mean, Pete the Happy Man was around when I was doing this show on my own way back. He was here through the time that yourself and Damien were giving away listeners to all the other radio stations.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And he's been here ever since.
Yeah.
And he's one of the longest, most dedicated listeners to the show, Pete the Happy Man. A man who once gave me a magnificent bottle of your favourite tipple.
Did he?
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Pete. Appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. Well, you have a great day. Even if it isn't your wedding.
So listen, that is such a shame. Mary, Pete, really sorry that it's not going to happen for you tomorrow.
That's a shame.
Hopefully it'll happen at some stage in the future. I like to think that I'm responsible for them getting together, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, back in the day.
Jeez, look at Biggie Big Bob.
Big Bald, is that what you're going to say?
Biggie Big Bald shoes today, look at them. That's very
anyway,
good.
Anyway, listen, the very best of luck, and you're looking. Maybe we'll get a chance to speak to you. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you because they're looking to have a go at the hit bit as well.
Oh.
So who knows?
That's not a bad idea, in fairness, for the day that's in and on them.
Yeah, exactly. Right, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. By the way, here's a couple of explanations, PJ. See if these make any difference to you. A blue moon is the second full moon in a month.
Oh, right, because that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that makes sense now.
So
in a month where you get two full moons, basically, the second one's called the blue moon.
Right, well done. Okay. Mary and Santry is sending more orange-related chocolates to you. This time, apparently, Maltesers have made an orange version of their bunny.
Shut up! Yeah? You're joking!
Orange Malteser bunnies apparently are a thing.
Easter bunnies before Christmas.
According to...
I should be offended, but I'm delighted.
According to Mary and Ballymun.
Oh, that's fantastic now.
All sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's very, very exciting.
Yeah. Loads of people looking to get involved in the hit bit as well, obviously, because we extended it yesterday. That was the big news from yesterday.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a reaction on the text machine or the WhatsApp machine like it in my life. Like, you couldn't keep up with it.
I know, flying in. So we have the
screenshotting it to find contenders because it was moving so fast.
So we have that extended version. That's how it will stay from here on in, the extended version. So there's even more to listen to if you go to classichits.ie. And then once again, you can convince Magic Mike to let you on and play 087-188-0008. And in about an hour's time, we'll play for 2,140.
40 quid, yeah. But we do ask for it's Halloween. Yes, throw the extra tenner. 2,150. That's the job today.
That'll do. Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. The exclusive PJ and Jim hoodie and the Classic Hits face mask is the overall prize. Face masks just for getting on to play. Again, Magic Mike is the man you need to impress. 087-188-0008. And of course, heading into the Halloween weekend, how could we not have something Halloween related?
Exactly.
PJ Gallagher's favourite.
Yes.
And a lady you were speaking to quite recently.
I was. One of my favourite people, Sarah Cleary. Dr. Sarah Cleary. Doctor of Horror.
Mm.
That's brilliant. That sounds like a made up thing and it's actually real.
She's going to tell us, basically, she's going to give us a few suggestions that since it's not a normal Halloween this year because of COVID, she's going to give a few suggestions, a few reminders. Could be all sorts. Bit of movies, bit of games, bit of you name it. Anyway, to be perfectly honest with you, I actually don't know what she's going to do. But I know she's going to. She's beyond.
Oh, no,
and she's going to tell us.
She's full of good ideas.
There you
she's
go.
Full of ghastly ideas.
And we're going to chat, as I said earlier, on to our Louise and find out all the, you know, find out what PJ knows about GAA in general. Just based on the footballing conversation we had yesterday.
50%
could go either way.
50% of the GAA. You know, sort of alignment. I'm all right with it. It's the when the sticks come out. I'm completely lost.
You don't suppose that, you know, maybe people who like that song, they might feel that you're ruining it by doing your na-na-na-nas over it, no?
Oh, yeah? Well, shut up. Because I love it so... I cannot not... I just can't hear that song without joining in. I love it so much. Oh, my yeah. God.
Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers? Here at Classic Hits, a good Friday screamer, it has to be said. 087-188-0008. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 30th of October. It's literally Halloween Eve.
It is the eve of Halloween, when all things spooky are ready to get ghouly.
Thank you.
Yes, they are.
And we're going to start rolling out the Halloween hits. Of course, we're doing it right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. It's all of the big Halloween classic hits, all of the big spooky songs. We're going to kick one off very shortly, actually, in fairness. But we're going to play some through the course of the show today. And then right across the weekend, of course, you'll have loads and loads of all the big Halloween hits to celebrate the Halloween.
The Halloween. The festive period.
And a reminder, Dr. Sarah Cleary, who's a doctor of horror, is going to be with us after 8 as well.
Really
looking forward to that.
She's great, crack yeah.
In the meantime, though, it turns out all of the kind of stereotypical things you assume about people, you know, the way age relates to something.
Yeah,
like,
we
you
know.
We assume that the only people who do gardening have to be like retired or something.
Yes.
And you know, we always make those assumptions.
You certainly do.
Turns out it's all wrong.
It's all wrong. You know the way there's now, you know the way we had millennials and Generation X and all of that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, by the way, can I just point out, I don't know what any of those are.
Okay, you, sir, are Generation X.
I'm Generation X,
so am I. Yeah, we're both Generation X, right?
Okay.
So we are... Oh,
that sounds kind of cool.
It kind of does, yeah. It's kind of a bit of an X-Men superhero into it.
You wouldn't understand.
I know.
We were Generation X. We had to do it.
If superheroes had dicky feet and bad backs, that would be us, Jim. That would be us. So there's Gen X, then there was the Millennial Generation. Millennial Generation, of course, that's like Mike and all of that generation. People who came into adulthood around the turn of the millennium.
I can't believe that we've never used the whole generational thing with Mike. People of your generation just wouldn't understand.
Why have we never done that?
I can't believe there's a defined generation between us and Mike.
And we've never
never given him a hard time over it.
I'll tell you what, your problem is.
Yeah, in our generation, we didn't have that going on.
You're too busy licking avocados to have a house. And you go, I'm the one with the house, PJ. Shut up.
Yeah. Putting your figs on your toast,
I'm still the one with the house, PJ. If you're going to keep saying my own stuff back to me, then that's not going to be fair, is it? Now there's the new generation, and the new generation are Generation Z, right? Mm-hmm. And that's people currently between the age of 16 and 24, right? And
what happened to Y, by the way? X, there's a Z. Where's the Y?
I don't know, maybe there is a Y in there somewhere, and nobody's paying them any attention, and that's why there's a lot of aggressive youngsters out there. I don't know, to be honest, is the answer to the question. I don't know. But I do know Generation Z is the new upcoming generation.
Right.
And they are officially young fogies. That's what I'm naming them. I'm going to call them young fogies. Because Generation Y, when it comes to their TV habits, they're mad for baking and cooking and gardening. That's all they're into.
Brilliant.
They're mad for Great British Bake Off. The number one TV show.
This is fantastic. They're middle-aged teenagers.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fogies. That's what they are. They'll be just talking.
Going around in their cardigans.
Yeah. Going around their cardigans and cravats. And harping on about a great sponge cake they had up in the parish hall. That's the way the 16-year-olds are.
That is incredible. Comparing the size of their marrows. Yeah. And whether they have soggy bottoms on their sponges.
They're going, I did have one of Rita's there. I mean, she is getting on. She did turn 18 last week, so she's probably losing interest in the baking.
That's incredible. So young people are massively into the baking.
Yeah, more than a quarter of the young people poll said that they love the likes of Great British Bake Off. It's been very inspirational to them. Now, you have people 16 to 24. And I'm going to ask, right, so if you move house, what's your must-haves in the house? And they say, definitely a vegetable patch and a larder. That's what they say. I want a vegetable patch and a larder.
So the idea of, it's going to have a 60-inch flat screen TV, that's out the window. No. I'll want a really good hob.
Yeah. Remember, like when we were young, we were off on a mad one. People are like, what do you want your house? What's your dream house? Oh, it's got a lion in it. And
It's got a lion in it.
And it's got a huge disco room and a swimming pool. And when you go upstairs, there's a rock band playing all that. You know, these were the madness.
And a waterbed.
That's real saucy. When people come over, they're like, you want to get all groovy with it and everything. Where now you say to 16, 20, what's your dream house? Oh, it's got a vegetable patch and a larder. And, you know,
a larder.
Yeah, an east-facing window or a west... I'm not sure which way. See, I don't even know.
Wherever you grow vegetables.
Whichever one that grows the vegetable in the right direction. They're into all of this sort of stuff. They're also starting to watch TV that's purely un-pandemic related. In fairness, we're all doing that, though.
Yeah.
We're all doing that.
At the moment, that's kind of the premise of this show.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could listen to this show many days and not know there was a pandemic.
A lot of days.
We are a little bit diverse from... Separated from reality.
From the real world, To be honest, I've left here some days after chatting with you for 5 or 6 hours, right? And I've gone out and I've forgotten it's on. I'm like, oh my God, this is still happening.
So that's what they're doing. The Generation Z are throwing themselves into reality.
They're young fogies. They're young fogies. Yeah, they're walking around.
I think that's brilliant.
Same here. I love the idea now of seeing harmless 16-year-olds. Of course, there's the normal teenagers. Nobody likes them. You know, walking around.
The troublesome ones.
The troublesome ones.
I understand that, of course.
The ones who are just finding their own identity and getting all hot-wired with hormones like an Italian sports car from the 70s. Completely unpredictable. But it's nice to know that there's 16 to 24-year-olds out there and they're just like... wondering what a nice comfortable shoe feels like, and you know, admiring the greenness of a fine head of broccoli in the local farmer's market. You know?
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if one of Generation Z is going about their business and somebody comes up to them, spots them, thinks, oh, there's a teenager. Come here, listen, do you want to buy some grass? I do, actually. Is it the Bermuda type? Is
yeah,
it? That,
I do.
Because I like that. Because at the moment, right, I'm having a lot of problems with my lawn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's just I'm living next to some elf and he lets his dogs wee on it. I'm absolutely disgusted.
I'm disgusted, yeah.
It's outrageous. Yeah. I tell you, being a teenager these days is really difficult. It's harder than ever. I don't even have my own larder.
That's Rockwell, of course. Somebody's watching me. It's the first of our Halloween hits. Right across the weekend, you're going to hear all of the big spooky songs, all of the Halloween classic hits. Right across this weekend, here are classic hits, and that's the first of them. We've got plenty more through the course of the show. There's a bit of Ghostbusters later on, a bit of what's his name, Warren Zevon later on as well.
Yes, I love all this stuff. I do. Are we playing Monster Mash at all? I'd love to get that in if we can.
I'll have a look.
That's
I'll see if that. Naturally, there's a bit of Thriller in there as well.
Yeah.
Couldn't really have it without a Thriller, could you?
No, not
Look, if you've got a particular favourite Halloween hit, particular spooky favourite, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, you can always let us know. We, of course, have none other than Doctor of Horror, Dr. Sarah Cleary, with us after 8 o'clock, going to give us a few Halloween tips.
She's the crack,
for a different sort of a Halloween thing.
She's mad into it. This is like her, I was going to say, this is her Christmas. This is my Christmas.
Yeah.
But this is like, I don't know, she's like a real life witch or something. But she went to Trinity to get her witchery degree.
Nice.
Or witchery doctorate, I should say.
Excellent.
I'll let her explain it. I've obviously done it completely. I've explained it like,
you make it sound like there's a wing of Trinity nobody knows about that's more like Hogwarts. You have to get into it by walking into a special door in the central bank.
I know this sounds mad, but I think there's something like that. I think she did do something like that. She'll explain it to us later, but I think she did.
It's invisible to the rest of the general public.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where the cricket pitches are there.
Yeah, so no one goes near them.
Maloko, Sing It Back. Here are classic hits. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way. The new extended hit bit on the way. ClassicHits.ie, if you want to have a listen to it over and over and over again. Check out all the previous guesses, but most importantly, final call to let Magic Mike know you want to play. Don't give us your guess, whatever you do. It won't count anyway, so just let us know that you want to play. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash of that. We've rounded it up a little bit on the jackpot. 2,150
quid. Quite a lot of cash there in the hit bit, and as usual, it's fairly busy. So get in now if you want to have an opportunity to take it away.
Absolutely. Now, regular listeners to the show will know, of course, that you know, when you do this show, one of the things that you're aware of is the fact that embarrassment and things like that are, well, you walk hand in hand with embarrassment on this show pretty much all the time.
I certainly do. Anyway,
it's something you kind of become accustomed to.
I think one of the reasons Jim likes, well, not saying he likes working with me, one of the reasons Jim keeps working with me.
Of course I love working with you. It's the highlight of my career.
I think it's just because I take the heat off when it comes to embarrassing situations more than anything else. They've done this great survey. This is a survey of the day today. A study of 2,000 adults found that a fifth... that's a different thing. One second. There you go. An embarrassing situation. A study of 2,000 adults.
Oh, that was amazing. Sorry, that's slightly embarrassing. I appear to have gotten this story wrong.
Yeah, I would like to blame Jim for laughing at me before I did it. I found that we get into 4 embarrassing situations a month, on average.
That's all?
Yeah, I think that's a lot. That's like every 7 days we do something to humiliate ourselves publicly.
Public embarrassment. Mind you, I suppose there is no embarrassment unless it's public.
It's public. All embarrassment is public.
Yeah, unless somebody else knows you've done something.
Exactly.
Then it's not embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You walk into a poll on your own and nobody sees you do it.
What's the first thing you do? You look around to see if anyone saw it. And then if nobody saw it, you go, oh my God, and you start holding your head.
Or if you ever fall, right? If you ever fall.
Yeah.
It's that thing of long before there's any issue to do with pain.
Yeah.
It's the embarrassment.
Who saw? Oh God! You get up so fast.
Absolutely.
And then you get back down.
Yeah.
You sit back down. Oh God! I thought it was going to be. I'm only in pain. I thought I was going to be embarrassed for a second.
Those ice slips and all that.
All of that.
It's actually to check out whether anybody's laughing at you.
Yeah.
And then if that's all good, then you go to the sympathy route of, oh my God, I'm about to hurt my arm.
Oh, I was doing a gig in Letterkenny one night, and I came out of the theatre, and you know, and I was walking down the road, and I stepped on the ice. and I did one of those things where my left foot just kept going, and I did like near the splits, and I had I had to put both hands in the wall, and I was standing with me like my legs wide open, like someone could just run up and kick me right in the ghoulies,
like you were straddling a ship that was moving away from the pier,
and then all nerve, and like all I was thinking was, I hope nobody saw that. That's it. Like, yeah, just a ridiculous thing. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, the pain is whatever.
Yeah,
but the embarrassment feels overpowering.
Anyway, a fella did see it, and he was laughing.
And
right
did he
out.
Kick you in the?
No, but
well, that's good.
He was too busy laughing. It was too easy to chase me. So 1 in 20 people have turned up for like social functions in the wrong clothes. That's I don't know if that's that embarrassing anymore. Unless you think it's a fancy dress or something, and you turn up dressed as the Incredible Hulk at a tuxedo gig. Or something. That would be embarrassing.
That's proper embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Turning up as a wicked witch or in a gorilla suit and it's a black tie.
That would
event.
Be amazing, yeah. Turning up like that. Okay, I get that. That would
be
incredible.
Very embarrassing. Yeah. And the average adult is only willing to ask someone to repeat themselves twice, apparently, before they'll just agree with anything and hope for the best when it comes to the outcome.
I very rarely even go for twice.
I know.
I'd be just too embarrassed. And, like, especially when it's somebody's name and your own name. Sorry? Isn't it?
Oh, God.
Right. Never
so
again.
Yeah, I remember being shown shown how to do things on the lifeboat now. Like, lifeboat. And they were like, you do this, and here's the knot, and you go, do you get that? Yeah, grand. And then they hand me the rope. You do it now. Oh, God. I was just agreeing with you. I was hoping I'd learn this at home later. Yeah.
Or when you can't hear somebody properly because the room is so loud or whatever. And you just do the nodding thing. And
the nodding,
They could be saying anything.
Yeah.
Or, and the worst part is then you get caught out because they've asked you a question and you've just gone,
That's right, yeah.
Well, are you having it or not?
Haven't fully committed. Yeah. You haven't fully committed to going to the toilet. Yes. I'll get back to you on that situation. Another thing I do that's on this list is you're getting the wrong name. You know when you hang around with someone just long enough that you know them enough to say hello and chat to them and hang out with them.
Yeah.
But you realise you don't know their name. You just don't know their name, and you can never then ask the name, you know.
Yeah.
And then you might get caught out because it'll be like, oh, well.
Especially when they seem to know you so well.
So well. Oh, they use your name. It's always people use your name all the time.
All the time.
Jim!
Yeah.
Ah, great to see you again, Jim. Yeah. How's things this morning, Jim? Are you getting on well? I was only saying yesterday, I was thinking about Jim, I said to me, Mr. I was thinking about Jim.
Exactly.
Like this? And that's what I was thinking. And I thought, I must tell Jim that in the morning. Yeah. And then you're like, Grant. And he goes,
and they know you that well. You might have even had drinks with them.
Oh, and
you've
goes,
done all sorts of stuff.
And then you go, Jim, do us a favour. Actually, do you know what? Take down my phone number there. Take it down, right. Yeah. And just, you know, and you're like, and what's your full name again?
That's a nightmare. Yeah, have you ever done that thing where you confuse two people?
Oh my God, yeah.
I did that, I remember, in a pub once, and talking to this lad and just going, and then I turned around and said, and how's your dad now, by the way? And actually, my dad passed away a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying he's not the best?
And I was like, he says, you're thinking of, whatever.
Yeah.
And you went, I think I might be, all right.
I probably am. How's his health? Is his health all right?
Oh my God.
And I like when people do it to me, though. I've had someone in Kilkenny stop a car and get out and come up to me and go, love your stuff. Oh my God, I love your stuff. I was there, thank you very much. She was there, it's great. We were at all your gigs there for thing. We were away and all, and we saw all your gigs. I was there, away? She goes, yeah. In Sydney. I was there, I've never been to Sydney. And she goes, what? I say, I've never been to Sydney. She went, I was at your show, would you go away with that? Jim, isn't it? No. Still haven't really worked out who she thought it was.
One of the best ones ever was when we did that thing when your waterworks were acting up. And myself and Mike took you to the hospital for your test.
That's right, yeah.
And we filmed it and everything. But as part of one of the parts that wasn't filmed was when this person...
Jason Bourne.
When this person said to PJ, I know you. And you went, PJ. And they went, PJ. No, that's not it. No, it's, don't tell me.
It'll come to me. PJ Gallagher. No. Close. But you're not. I'm literally, it's my name. correct my name.
I just cannot believe that it's I think that's only embarrassing yourself four times in a month.
I know. I suppose
I find that shockingly low.
I suppose for the likes of you and me, that's probably fairly low. But for the average human being out there, who, you know, doesn't try and make a show of themselves, or just is able to not make a show of themselves, it's a more sort of ludicrous situation. Do you know what I mean?
Four times a month would be an aspiration for us.
I have to get myself ready for going into a spa. I'm there, okay, right, don't walk into anything, don't say anything, stick to the minimum. And I go up and someone goes hello and I go, yes, and how are you?
Guaranteed Irish. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The Hit Bit. It is worth 2,150 quid. We're throwing in the extra tenner today. Weekend and all of that sort of crack on the Friday and Halloween and everything. So here's what it sounds like. It is the extended all-new Hit Bit. When I say all new, half of it we've known for a long time. The other half.
I'm still struggling to hear the old bit in the new bit. But anyway.
It definitely leads you somewhere though, doesn't it? I was all ready to slag off Magic
Mike. I'd like to agree with you, but I get nothing from that whatsoever, I have to say.
No, mate, you see, I'm probably going right up the wrong road with the whole thing.
Right. But
there it is. Tracy Corcoran is going to play for us this morning. Hiya, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad, Tracy. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, thanks.
Good stuff, good stuff. Halloween weekend, have you any plans at all?
Staying home.
Yeah, I know. Is there any young people around?
Yeah, anybody wanting to go trick-or-treating, no?
Oh, God, no.
That's good.
No, too old.
That'll do. Take that, I tell you.
Do you see those American houses that they made catapults to fire sweets at kids so they don't have to do the trick-or-treating? Did you see that?
What an extraordinary, great idea in one sense.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if I want to get whacked out of it by a toffee apple.
Yeah, a toffee apple. Imagine giving an American kid a toffee apple. The disappointment. Tracy, we'd love to give you some money this morning. 2,150 quid. What do you think?
The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, right, okay. Big classic hit, Michael, to go on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's been going on a long time, hasn't it? It's like an eternal flame, this one, isn't it, lads? Anyway, it's wrong, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much.
Happy Friday anyway, Tracy.
Thank
have a good
you,
one. Take
you.
Care.
You
cheers.
Bye-bye now. Glenn O'Connor waiting on the other line. Hey, Glenn.
Morning, lads. How are you doing?
Not good,
bad.
Glenn.
How are you, Glenn? What's the crack with you?
Not much. On the way to work now.
What is it you do? Can you tell us?
I work in IT.
Oh, right, okay, very good. He works in it.
He works in it?
Yeah. Don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but he works in it.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. please tell me working in IT is exactly like the IT crowd on TV.
Everybody says that. It's not like it.
I'd love it.
You must get some mad phone calls, though. A friend of mine was working in IT, or I think that's what, you know, the customer service end of things. And a fella rang him and says, listen, I bought this box, I put it on the thing, it's not working. He goes, well, okay, yeah, have you plugged it in? He goes, no, I haven't taken it out of the box. He goes, I just put it.
Like, still in the cardboard.
Still in this cardboard, no. I mean, how would, like...
I'm not allowed to slouse any of the phone calls, lads, but yeah.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
Not too far at all.
I tell you, Glenn, if you ever leave and you fancy, like, doing an expose, we're the men for the crack there. So, 2,150 quid, Glenn, what do you think?
I don't even know whether it's a classic kid, but I heard he is, and I'm just leaning towards the Coronas, Heroes or Ghosts.
Oh, yeah,
what a good song.
Great song.
Actually, that would be a cracker today now for the old Halloween hits.
Stick it
Heroes in. Heroes or Ghosts, yeah. Brilliant. Good choice, Glenn. Right, Michael.
Right, Glenn, unfortunately, we're going to have to wash our hands of that one.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Not about it.
Come on, when the penny drops now.
No.
What's the band called?
Oh, the Coronas.
Oh, my God almighty.
Wash your hands.
Glenn, I'd say no call you ever get in IT is as bad as that. That pun from Michael there.
Horrendous.
Listen, happy Friday anyway, man. Take care of yourself.
All the best.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Lads.
Mike has gone, like, you know the way, his puns used to be, say, like, the equivalent of the simplex crossword.
Yeah.
Now he's gone full cryptic on us.
Who would possibly equate coronavirus and washing your hands, in fairness? Definitely not me.
Right, listen, the extended hit bit rolls on. Niall Boylan at 1:30 today. Another chance to win all of the cash. That's one of our Halloween hits. We're rolling them out right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. You'll hear all of the big spooky songs, all of the big Halloween hits right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. Don't miss any of it. Ghostbusters, of course, from Ray Parker Jr. Happy Friday, folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, we are approaching what is effectively, I suppose, it's going to be known forevermore in here as kind of PJ Gallagher's Christmas.
I think, well, I hope so.
Isn't it?
I love Halloween.
It's your second favourite day of the year.
It really is, yeah. Obviously, my birthday is the best day of the year for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. That goes without saying.
But it's a really close second place to Halloween. And it is the final frontier before all that jolly Christmas nonsense starts as well.
So, Halloween, fast approaching tomorrow, of course. And we naturally, well, we've been having all sorts of little Halloween-related things. But I'll tell you something. Never let it be said that, you know, we don't deal with the highbrow on this show.
We get accused,
PJ, of being buffoons. Right?
Ludicrous.
Being idiots.
I know, you're ludicrous, yeah.
Embarrassing idiots, even.
Okay.
I'm probably going over the top
now.
You're right, yeah. But I tell you something. Excuse me, right? We have a doctor on the phone at the moment. Dr. Sarah Cleary, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, and I want to say thanks for the Ghostbusters intro. It lends a certain gravitas to the whole occasion.
If that doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, Sarah, I don't know what does. Anyway, listen, Dr. Sarah Cleary is with us for lots of reasons, but yes. Halloween this year, naturally, just like every other blooming thing in existence this year, is different, Sarah, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's all... Listen, there's been an awful lot of talk about the way in which Halloween has been cancelled this year. And to a certain extent, our interaction with the outside world is a little bit curtailed this year, I have to say. But us horror freaks don't really go outside that often anyway, so we're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're quite happy being stuck in a dark room, really, isn't it? That's your idea of fun.
Are you talking to me or BJ?
Well, both of you, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, look, there's still loads of things that we can do for Halloween, especially when it comes to this whole idea of scene setting. And I think that everyone is just going to have to work that little bit harder this year to set the scene for Halloween. But it can definitely be achieved to have an amazing Halloween tomorrow. Definitely.
Yeah. So what sort of things have you got then? Like, what sort of things can you do if you can't go trick-or-treating or get out and about?
Yeah, so for kids, I think, again, going back to this idea of scene setting. So actually, we myself and my colleague had a festival that took place last Monday called Samhain Family Festival in conjunction with UNESCO and EPIC. And it was a whole 5 hours dedicated to storytelling and interactive spell casting. And it was so popular. That's airing tomorrow from 12 o'clock on Facebook.
Did you say Facebook interactive site. Spell casting?
Yes.
That's the business, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me more. How do I spell cast?
Yeah, so we had our good witch, Colloch. She was putting good vibes out into the world, and kids could interact with her. And we had like a find your lost toy spell. We had a bad feelings be gone spell. And she will be doing that again tomorrow.
Wow.
Facebook Live, and it's all interactive. Yeah.
That's brilliant. By the way, can I just say that I was scrolling through a few of the bits and pieces, and there's a magnificent thing called Pimp Your Turnip.
Yeah, again, this is for kids, and this is one of the Epic workshops they are that we're going to be putting out there again tomorrow. And it's just essentially because pumpkins aren't a typical traditional Halloween fare, it's turnips.
Exactly,
and if you're from my neck of the wood, it was sugar beet, which is even harder again.
Wow.
Jeepers, there's a proper...
I mean, to be honest with you, Sarah, we had a situation where PJ tried to cook a turnip.
Right.
It's quite a few months back now.
Oh,
it's still currently cooking.
I didn't realise you chopped it up. I put it in a pot full of water. I went through about 2 gallons of water and it was still...
So pimping his turnip is probably something that he should really pay attention to.
Listen, guys, you don't know the misery of an 8-year-old Wexford child having to carve out a sugar beet that they found on the side of the road with freezing cold fingers that have gone numb because you're not allowed to...
It's no wonder you became a doctor of horror, really, isn't it?
Very, very gothic, all right. Very gothic. But Halloween is also for adults as well. I'm always a big advocate for that. And I think PJ would definitely agree with that.
100%.
There's been a sanitization of Halloween over the last couple of years, decades, I suppose, that Halloween is very much a children's thing. But it's also for adults. And I have a whole list of things that adults can do this Halloween to kind of add to the whole celebratory aspect of it.
Okay, well, yeah, hit us with your best shot.
Yeah, give us
now.
A couple give of highlights them. Then. What's on that list?
Right, well, I think the first one is if people are always looking for horror films, and a streaming network platform that I've added myself to a couple of months ago, which is brilliant, is called Shudder. And it's basically Netflix for horror films. And it's only €6 a month, and it's got this amazing amount of horror films that are curated really, really well. So whether you're into comedy or zombie or true crime or whatever it is, there's just thousands of films available here for €6 a month.
Right, that sounds like, I mean,
it does, yeah.
That sounds like the perfect gift for you,
just,
PJ Geller.
I will say again, though, a comedy horror is just a horror they got wrong in the first place and they threw jokes in to make it look like they meant it. That's all I'm saying.
Right, so Shudder, yeah. If somebody's seriously into the horror movie, Shudder is a streaming platform that they should check out, right?
Absolutely, and again, as you're saying, great Christmas gift. Locked at Hall, down my neck of the woods, is actually doing a 72-hour virtual lockdown. And they have Paranormal Researchers Ireland down, and they've got cameras set up all over the house. And they're going to be doing a lockdown, a monitored lockdown, in which they're going to be using loads of technology to gauge noises, reactions, sounds, images. And that's, I've already looked in. I've had a peek, a preview, and that looks really cool.
Right.
The most haunted building in Ireland, isn't it?
To be honest with you, just even mentioning the word lockdown generally does strike horror into most people. So I suspect you're on
pardon
a winner there.
Pardon the fun on that one, Grant. So we also have, going back to this idea of theme setting, lads, I think Halloween this year is going to be all about bringing it back in, internalising the whole thing. So what I suggest is for adults out there, tomorrow night I would light the fire, light a candle. If you don't have a fire, get one of those YouTube videos that have the crackle and snap of fire. Honestly, no, this is what you need to do, right? Pour yourself a really nice drink and listen to a radio play. Turn off all the lights, and there are some amazing radio plays out there. You know, going back, say, for example, all the way to the 20s and 30s, radio plays were a really big deal. And I have a brilliant modern one for people to listen to. And it's Tony Burge's Pontypool Changes Everything. And it was made into a film a couple of years ago. And it's an absolutely brilliant radio play. Really eerie, really spooky, and genuinely terrifying in parts.
Deadly. Wow. Right. Well, I know what I'm going to do. There's nothing I like more than spending time on my own in the dark, and that's my Halloween song. Sarah, thanks a million for having the crack with us this morning.
Listen, I know there's a load of stuff on it, Sarah, so what we'll do is, just very quickly, give us the place that we can find it, because I know there's a lot more in the list for kids, there's a lot more in the list for adults and stuff. Mm. So where is there a source that we can go to kind of, have you gathered all this together somewhere that people can check it out?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go on to Deadly Doses, which is my horror podcast, I'm putting up an alternative horror list of things to do today. That would be all over socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. So Deadly Doses.
Perfect.
And you'll be able to get access to all of these links, etc. But Halloween is not cancelled. You can't cancel Halloween.
Not at all. Deadly Doses is the place to check it all out and bring it all together. Listen, just before we do let you go, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about your actual qualification as a doctor of horror. Did you, PJ is convinced you got us in an invisible university that's at the back of Trinity College.
But like off of Amazon or something like, it's spelled wrong. PhD is spelled wrong. No, I actually got it from Trinity. I specialised in censorship, horror and media effects.
Right.
And because of my interest in horror, obviously then I concentrated in the way.
And was it like Hogwarts? Was it?
It was.
Did you have to actually walk into O'Neill's in Suffolk Street, into the Jacks, and then you just magically appeared in a classroom in the Hogwarts bit of Trinity?
I think the faculty in the English department in Trinity would be very happy with that description.
Yes, and it means you don't ruin the image. Brilliant, I'm so happy that this is
I'd be very happy with that.
Oh, incredible. Dr. Sarah Cleary. By the way, Deadly Doses is the place you can check it all out. And that's across all social media, is it?
All social media.
Dr. Sarah Cleary, is always a real pleasure. Love it. Have
Thank
a fantastic
you.
Halloween.
Thanks a million, lads. Happy Halloween to
and
you.
And to you,
Sarah. Thanks
Take
a million.
Take care. Blur's Country House here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. Happy Friday to you. Happy Halloween ahead of tomorrow's celebrations, of course. And thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. Final call on the breakfast table quiz. 15 to beat, but a prize just for playing if you want to take part. And just before we roll into our next bit, a big happy birthday. This will be right up your street, PJ. This will be the ultimate for you, because Lou and her husband David both celebrate their birthdays on Halloween.
Halloween, get out of it. What a werewolf couple they are. I hope he's a big hairy back on him and everything to make the day worthwhile. That's fantastic. Delighted to hear it.
So,
happy birthday.
Lou and David, yeah, very, very happy birthday for tomorrow. Now, we're going to stick with the whole Halloween thing and the whole horror thing, PJ, because I know it's something that you get very excited about.
Very much so. I
and,
love all this.
I can't say anything any more horrifying to you than to say that Magic Mike has joined us in studio.
Dear God.
Yes, it is that bad.
True, though. True.
Right, so this is the idea, okay? We have got human or not.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
This is a Halloween game that we can actually get behind.
Absolutely. Mike, explain.
We can't share a basin of water. So we're getting into this.
That's true, you see. We can't bob for apples
can't
or anything.
Can't do any of that.
Michael, explain the story here.
Exactly, right. So I had to go a bit alternative here, lads. And we're going to do human horrified... Sorry. We're going to do...
Okay. He's thought this through, by the way. Yeah, he has thought this through.
I didn't just think of his name as I was walking into the studio. Horrified human or horrified animal, lads. Right. That is what I'm going to do.
Can I just point out that's a rubbish rhyme? Can I just point that out?
It doesn't rhyme at all, but I see where you're going. The man's created a game out of nothing. I've got a rhyme.
A game out of nothing.
Exactly.
We can't apple bob. We can do nothing, but we can do this, lads, right?
Right.
Jim, in your own time.
Right, okay. So this is. So I'm going to play these clips, right? And now I don't know the answer to these either, PJ. So between us, we will.
Okay.
You know, we'll team up, which means that between us, we'll have half a wit, right?
That's okay. A couple of quarter wits can do it.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Scream number one.
Now, pretty horrifying, I think we'll all agree. Is that a human or is that an animal, lads?
Well, have you dubbed music on all of them?
I have, yes.
Oh, right, to throw us.
To sort of confuse.
Because I would have immediately gone human on that.
I think that's human. I definitely have a real smell of somebody off that.
PJ's got a smell of a human. I'm going with that.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yes.
You are, in fact, totally wrong.
No.
No way.
That is, in fact, a dog.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
A dog?
A dog. Listen to it again, yeah.
What's it doing? Or what's doing what to it?
So it's standing up on its hind legs and they're giving it some sort of treat or something and then it does that on cue.
I'll throw the video up.
This is a better game than I thought.
I thought
this was going to be too obvious.
Right, okay, so we're wrong on that first one. By the way, can I just point out, you're the dog expert here, PJ.
Your quarter wit
let the side down.
I dropped the dog. I dropped the bone.
Okay, right, scream number two.
Okay, so there you go, lads. I mean, you can have goats doing this type of stuff.
No, that's a horse or something. That's like
a
donkey. That's a donkey.
No, I'm going to go human on that as well.
Okay.
They all sound human to me.
Go your own way, PJ. Do you want to go with animal?
I think it's a donkey.
He thinks it's a donkey. You think it's a human.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, a human. Yes! Well done, Jim.
What a ridiculous game.
Do you know what that is? That's actually Jim Carrey in the movie Liar, Liar.
Oh, is it?
Screaming in the bathroom. Yeah. Right. When he's trying to beat himself up.
So, technically, you are sort of right with donkey.
He's definitely got the bray of a Kerry donkey off him, I have to say.
Right, okay, here we go. Scream number three. Can I just point out that is neither human nor animal?
Yeah.
That's a GAA fan.
That's a hybrid. That's a male fan.
That is, I tell you something, the bang of GAA off this scream.
See, okay.
Whoa! Whoa!
Male!
Yeah.
Male!
Yeah.
Oh, God, you have a point.
I'm going to stick with human on that one. What are you going, PJ?
I'm human with that.
You're both going human on
that
one.
Yeah, human.
This is the best competition ever because you were both wrong.
Shut up.
That, in fact, lads, is a zebra.
It is not.
It's a zebra. at some sort of safari park and it sticks its head in the window and your man's filming it and it goes, "Aah!"
Get out of it.
I swear.
That sounded to me like some lad on the sideline.
Zebra's black and white. What's that, like Kildare or Sligo? It's a Sligo fan.
So at the moment...
Are the Man United third kit?
Yeah.
Jim, you're one up, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay. So that was it. That was a Zebra. Okay, right, okay. So here we go. Right. Right. Next one. Here we go.
Jeepers.
That's
actually horrifying.
That's proper blood curdling. That one
is.
That's a rooster, man.
You think that's a rooster?
That's a rooster.
Or maybe
the
goaty thing.
Oh, maybe a rooster or a goat. I'm going to stick with rooster. It's too high pitched. I'm going with a rooster.
So you're being very...
It's a rooster that just laid an egg and you can't believe what's after happening.
It was obviously a Bloomin' Square egg, was it, or something?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm caught on that one.
Okay.
Rooster.
Final answer. A PJ's locked in with an animal, Jim.
Go on, I'll go animal. I'll go animal.
You are both wrong
again. Oh my God.
Wrong
again. So it's a straightforward human scream.
That, in fact, is from the very famous scene of Home Alone where your man gets the tarantula on his face.
Oh my God.
Listen to it again now and you'll hear exactly this. Yeah, so it is blood curdling.
Can't believe it's a man.
Apparently, he spoke after that, and apparently that was a genuine scream because they did put a tarantula on his face.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Right, okay, so here we go. The very last one. Here it is. Again, can I just point out this is very difficult
goat
because
all day long.
It was going to be either goat or PJ. There's only two things I know sound like this.
That's a goat.
Yeah, it was either going to be PJ when somebody appears to be going near his porridge or something or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go goat as well.
You're both right. That is, in fact, a baby goat. We don't know if it was calling its dad, but it is a baby goat.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad I sound like a baby goat. It's the best thing I've found out about myself all morning.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. We'll find out today who's going to take home the exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. That's the overall prize along with the Classic Hits face mask, of course. But there's a face mask up for grabs just for playing with us today. It is a big score to beat. It is 15 to top, so 16 correct answers in 60 seconds is what we're looking for. No mean feat, eh?
No mean feat, but like you said, everyone that plays gets the face mask at the very least this week. So we're going to have a go and try and topple that top score with Donal Harrington. How you, Donal?
How's it going?
Not too bad at all, Donal. How are you getting on?
Good.
Right, so we've got a little bit of a mountain to climb. You feeling confident this morning?
We'll give it a go, sir. We'll
absolutely. And sure, nothing to lose. The face mask is yours anyway. You're going to get that just for getting on. So let's see if we can do the 16 and the 60 seconds. The very best of luck. Here we go.
Name the 1984 spoof documentary about the world's loudest band on tour. In 1997, the film Face Off, John Travolta co-starred with who?
Nicolas Cage.
In dentistry, what B is a wire device fitted in the mouth to straighten teeth?
Brace.
The planets remain in orbit around our sun because of the force of what?
Gravity.
Jurgen Klinsmann joined what London football club in 94? Tottenham Hotspur. In tennis, the term love describes the score of how many points?
Zero.
In what major US sport do teams compete to win the NBA championship?
Basketball.
The Kremlin and St. Basil's are in what Moscow square?
White square.
When playing at home, what colour is the National Rugby Union shirt of Wales?
Pass.
Red. The Bernabeu Stadium is the home of what Spanish football team?
Pass.
Real Madrid, When You Wish Upon a Star was the award-winning song from what Disney film?
Pinocchio.
Prince released a 1987 double album called Sign of the What?
Time.
Quidditch is a game featured in what series of books?
Harry Potter.
What sort of instrument would normally be made by a horologist?
Violin.
A horologist.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. Well done.
I was
right
trying
okay.
to go.
Hey. I'm going to go out on a limb, Donal, and say that sport isn't your bag. No.
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 Not bad about it.
Listen, you hadn't even finished the question. Pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
Let's be gone with that. Listen, that was some fantastic scoring, Donal. Will it be enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Like really good scoring on any other week, Donal.
Yeah, just this week we had a belter. And in fairness, there was a few sports questions in there that, you know, might have gone differently or whatever if they just hadn't have been sports.
It was anything else, yeah. It was any other subject.
Listen, Donald, the face mask is yours anyway, just for playing with us. Listen, happy Friday, happy Halloween. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Sounds
cheers.
See you, Donald. Right.
Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. Be safe and be smart with revision courses at Julie's, online or on site. See kes.ie. Classic hits.
And of course, a big thanks to jackandjay.com for the face masks and the exclusive PJ and Jim hoodie and all that sort of stuff.
And all that sort of stuff. Jeepers, I tell you, they have me on my toes. I don't like reading that fast.
The pressure.
It's not good for you.
Craig David, fill me in here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. It's almost 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. And here to fill us in is our Louise.
Yay.
Look, here she is. She looks different out of the newsroom, doesn't she?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're not just looking at the back of your head.
There you go. Believe it or not, I have legs. I'm not just a torso.
Wow, because we actually thought you hovered in, basically, that was the story. Now, why is Louise with us? Well, it's because later on this evening there is a brand new show. See the way I did that with the beat?
Years
of radio experience have led me to that stage.
You're
there
like an Artane Boys baton twirler over there.
Wasn't I? Yeah. Well, incredible. Anyway, later on this evening there is a brand new show celebrating the championship, which, to be fair, as Louise said earlier on when we were chatting to her after headlines, is a very different animal this year, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I reckon that it's going to be the most historic championship there's ever been in GAA. As I said to you a little earlier, I mean, in 8 weeks' time, there's going to be an All-Ireland hurling team, an All-Ireland football champion team, and they're going to win their respective titles in a Croke Park where, for the first time in the history of GAA, there's no supporters, there's no crowds. They're doing it behind closed doors, and it's all a bit historic, isn't it? Everything that's going on this year.
Now, you're obviously immersed in the old GAA side of things. I mean, you know, good Limerick girl and all that sort of stuff, and hurling would be the big thing for you, which is really fantastic for us because PJ, it's his only nemesis.
Well, I like it's gas. I love GAA and everything, but hurling is always just it's just eluded me a little bit. And of course, one of your first guests on the show is going to be an All Ireland hurling. Look at that! Imagine it's the exact same as football. An All Ireland winner.
Yeah, of course he's the co-host as well, which is kind of cool. So I can't claim that I'm totally all hurling either, because I know my very proud Kerry parents will be like,
"Oh my god,
how did we rear her?"
Kerry parents, PJ.
Both Kerry, yeah.
It's a good job you're in a different room, buddy.
Oh yeah, it's all right, safe in here. It's all Mayo gone now. It's a mutual respect with Kerry at this stage.
So give us a little flavour of what the show is going to be like. So first of all, tell us time, and so it's every Friday.
Yeah, so it's kicking off this evening, 6:30 p.m.
6:30, okay.
Yeah, okay, half past the hour. It's going to be co-hosted with me and Limerick all-star, recently retired hurler Shane Dowling. I'm sure any hurling fans will know him. He is fantastic, incredible CV of achievements. Mm. And I guess what's not on his CV is radio. So this is going to be something that's really new for him, sitting in the co-host seat. But hopefully together we can have a bit of banter, you know. I think we need a bit of light at the moment with everything that's going on. And GAA is doing just that. It's shining a light on what's been a grim year. It's giving people something to look forward to at the weekend, so we just want to hype them up on a Friday.
So is it a look back, a look forward? I suppose a look forward, is it?
We're looking in all directions. Like, I mean, it's
wherever I'm facing at the time I'll be looking, really, you know, backwards, forward, sideways, at all.
We'll look back, you know. It's going to be, like I said, it's all going to be played off. For the footballers like PJ, you'll know it's straight knockout, so it's going to get very exciting. So of course we'll mention, you know, what's happened in previous weeks, and then definitely look forward, you know, as it comes near the crunch stages when we're getting near semi-final, final time. It's going to be really interesting to see, like, even has the country opened up a little bit or where we're at, you know,
because it has all been in concertina. Am I right in saying that? It has all been kind of squashed in. So while that's a negative from the point of view of the fans and all that sort of stuff, we don't necessarily take from it what we used to do in years past, there is a sort of an added excitement because it almost feels tournament-y in that... You know what I'm getting at?
And you feel like you're winning Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that to it as well. Because the finals are right beside Christmas this year, yeah?
Yeah, oh, totally. I mean, you know, there's jokes going around that whatever county you win, you know, you'll have houses decorating their Christmas trees in the lights of their county because, you know, for the first time ever, it's not like summer you're going to be putting bunting up on the streets. We'll be going all out now. Christmas decorations.
Wow.
Themed for your county.
GAA Christmas decorations. That's not a bad shout.
There you go.
Let's face it. So a lot of counties have probably been at that for ages. You know what I mean? Some counties just are obsessed with it. The likes of Kilkenny and stuff, you know, are just it's just black and gold everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. And just over the course of the weeks, will there be guests on, or is it just yourself and Shane that are going to kind of look at it from all the various angles?
No, absolutely. There's going to be guests. So it's quite tight. It's about a half an hour turnaround. So it's a snapshot look into what's going on. Don't want to give too much away on tonight's show, but there are, of course, guests. We'll be joined by current Limerick hurling captain Declan Hannan. He was an easy enough guest to recruit.
How'd you know him again?
Yeah.
How'd you know him?
You did very well getting him.
You did very well getting him.
It's hard to track him down, you know.
You did very well getting him.
We're going to be joined by Donegal goalkeeper Sean Patton, former Wexford All-Ireland winner Larry O'Gorman's going to be on the show, and there's a little cameo from your very own PJ Gallagher.
Oh,
no
jeebus.
Way. Oh, my God. Why am I only hearing about this now? Yeah.
Well, you know, you need someone. You have to start at the bottom, a lad who knows nothing, and finish with the best, you know. All-Ireland senior hurling final winner.
Look at that.
You know.
The show's not even on. He's blagged himself a place on it.
I know, yeah.
Do you think he'd tell me? No, he wouldn't.
He's cheating on you, Jim.
Wouldn't even tell me. He sneaks off, does his own little things. I'm like the Cinderella of this show. Do you know that? Left at home cleaning up the mess.
Excuse me. You're the big pumpkin I come home to every day.
Right, so looking forward to it. It's called
A Different Ball Game, because I think everything about the championship this year
is exactly that. Different ball game. 6:30 tonight it starts, and then of course over the coming weeks as the championship unfolds, Louise is going to co-host alongside Shane and various guests along the way. Sounds fantastic. You must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm actually buzzing for it. You know what? Like, I thought they were going to kick me out after a few weeks on news.
Well,
but,
we did try, didn't we?
Did try, yeah.
Did try,
there was no talking to anyone.
Yeah,
I came back in armed with a hurley and wearing a helmet, so that must have done it.
That's a hurling reference, by the way, PJ, just in case you missed that.
Oh, have they started wearing helmets now? It's gone soft, isn't it?
Yeah. No gloves, though. They don't wear the boxing gloves. That's the difference.
That was in the good old days.
Best of luck with it, Louise. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Mel.